Hello there, my name is James and you're listening to Revy Live Radio. Starting June 28th, Arch Rebel Stoke presents 64 straight nights of live music. From dreamy cowboy pop to washboard blues, and from jazz to rock and roll, we've got it all covered. You can tune into Stoke FM over the next 2 months, every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to hear behind-the-scenes interviews and music from all the talented musicians playing Grizzly Plaza this summer. Let's get started.
Hey, it's Josh Greenberg from El Balcon, announcing that we are playing Revy Live Thursday, July 17th. Excited to present our new album that just came out in March. See you there.
Thank you.
To tell you the truth, I forgot about this interview until 10 minutes ago. Yeah, I'm actually back on the farm, my family farm here in BC. So the band El Balcón, we live in Montreal. We're a Montreal-based band. My name is Josh Greenberg. I moved there about 7 years ago, and the band started up shortly after I arrived. I'll get into how that started later, but yeah, right now I'm back spending a couple months kind of on the family farm doing some stuff, and I was just working on a sauna, and yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, good timing.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in BC are you right now?
In the small town of Lillooet. And yeah, it's a kind of a special place for the band too, because just after we released our second album back in 2020, back in like early March 2020, you see where this is going. The pandemic hits, and then so instead of touring all summer, which we had planned on doing, I like skipped town right away. I'm like, I'm gonna go back to the farm. I don't want to be in the city for this. And then because everyone kind of lost their summer plans, there were six people in the band, so I invited the other five of them. I'm like, yeah, you guys want to come hang out in Lillooet for the summer, and we could work on some new music. And they all did. So we were all together on this farm for like 2 or 3 months during like the first summer of COVID. And that's where we kind of composed and arranged and eventually recorded our third album called Contracorriente. And it was a really special experience for us because we were just living together. We were like growing vegetables. We were going to swim in the lake. We just had this like little commune of, we weren't gigging. We were just making music and being a little family. So, yeah, this tour. Now, swing ahead to 2025. It's like we're calling it like the Back in BC tour. We're super, super excited to come back as a band and finally actually present music and gig and do that kind of stuff here. Because yeah, we've lived beautiful things here, but we haven't performed much here yet. Yeah. Well, El Balcón, what is our music like? It's original music. It's really inspired by traditional music and like folk music, not like Bob Dylan kind of singer-songwriter folk, but like traditional folk music from different parts of the world. We're all super nerds of for different traditional folk musics. The reason the band got together was because of like the catalyst that started it was this traditional folk music from Mexico called Son Jarocho. Personally, I lived in Mexico maybe 13, 14 years ago, and I went there to like dive into this music, and I stayed for about a year, and I met a lot of the traditional players that are playing it. I started building these like traditional instruments and that whole thing. And then yeah, so when I went to Montreal, I met up with Charles and Valeria, the two singers, at these traditional Son Jarocho music jams that exist in Montreal. They happen all over the world. Anywhere where there's like a Mexican community, you'll generally find that this type of music, like living. And yeah, so the three of us, and then we met up the percussionist and the bass player, and then eventually the violinist, and we started this band that we wanted to play Son Jarocho music, but we wanted to do like an original take on it. And myself and the violinist, we have a lot of influences from Greek music and Turkish music, and other Balkan styles. We've both traveled in those parts of the world often and studied a lot with the masters and whatever. So yeah, the idea was to kind of make a kind of original music, not necessarily a fusion of like Greek music with Mexican music, but just like an alternate reality where the music history took this route and continued to grow in this way or something like that. Yeah, we don't like the word fusion, even though we kind of fall into that category a lot. Yeah, it's hard to find a name for a band, but I could continue. Oh, sorry, you asked how do you pitch your if I was pitching this in an elevator, the the festival booker would have left by now.
Yeah, you
But
better hope it's a pretty tall building. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
capital. Mi Dios es la vida que viene del mar, profunda y ruidosa nos va a contestar. En las calles suenan banderas de unidad, en las calles suenan banderas de unidad, corren nuestras crías a la libertad, en las calles suenan banderas de unidad.
What's your most treasured musical possession?
My hands. I don't know. My ears. I guess my ears. My heart. Like what? But I guess is it a possession? Is my heart something I possess?
It works for me.
I was gonna say my friends, but then I'm like, that's kind of cheesy, and I also don't possess them. I could say my instruments, but like I told you, I'm going from one instrument to the other all the time, so can't really say there's like one. I'm not like Willie Nelson with his guitar, you know, that one guitar he's had for 70 years or something. Yeah, I just like the, I don't know, I guess my treasure possession is just this like this insatiable hunger for learning more about music and like needing to learn more about music and needing to practice it every morning and needing to go deeper. And I really appreciate and value that urge that I have within me. And I think the other guys in the band, that the I mean the rest of the band would say something similar. Well, who knows, maybe not.
We've had our often so much better in our heads. Type 2 had me feeling dead. Savory fun.
today I'm here with Rose Brokenshire from Revelstoke, BC. She's playing at Revy Live Outside on July 20th. Come check her out from 6:30 to 9. Hey, Rose, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
So good. We're here in WK Garden Restaurant, the new hot pot place in town. Come check it out. We're hiding from the rain. It's super nice. They got cute neon signs everywhere. I highly recommend.
Smells great in here.
Dude, yeah. I'm trying to get some dumplings after. Today we're here with Rose talking about her music, her life, and getting ready for her upcoming show. So super stoked you're here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I saw you're living in Revelstoke now, but where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Toronto, city girl at heart. But once I realized what life felt like out of the city, I haven't come back since.
That's so fair. The six.
The six, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You ever see Drake?
I did. I was actually at a party with him once in high school. We used to call him Wheelchair Jimmy because that was his character on Degrassi. And yeah, anyways, it was funny. We had like this whole conversation and then he was just like, wait, do you know who I am? And I was like, yeah, I don't really care. It was kind of awkward. But
did he introduce himself?
No. Anyways, it was before he was Drake. It was when he was still just Jimmy from Degrassi.
Okay, that is awesome. I wasn't expecting that. I feel like everyone from Toronto gets that question, like, oh, have you seen Drake? But like, everyone's like, ha, no. But that was awesome. Okay, so the beautifulness brought you to Revelstoke?
Firefighting brought me to Revy,
okay.
Actually.
Okay, wow. Yeah. That's intense.
Yeah, it was fun. I did firefighting with the ministry for 7 years in Ontario. Okay. And then during COVID, I was stuck in the city and really knew I did not want to be there. So I moved out to Golden and then found myself working for Parks Canada here with the fire crew in Revy.
Nice. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so you're still firefighting or no?
I took last year off just because I had been doing it for 10 years and I really wanted to have a bit more of a life in the summertime and play more music and just see what life felt like without that kind of intensity. And it's been really great. And I'm able to play more shows and make more music and have a lot more energy for creativity.
Oh, well, that is awesome. Okay, my first question, when you were firefighting, did you ever bring your guitar with you?
I did not, but I have a lot of like symbolism in songs, I've realized, you know, whether I'm talking about fires or forests and landscapes and that sort of chaos, definitely my work bleeds into my music in more of a like cryptic way, but yeah, never actually brought my guitar out on the line.
Not physically, all right.
And
yeah.
I don't think I'd want to hear the songs that I'd write while firefighting.
They wouldn't be very happy.
Bush crazy and inappropriate.
Fair enough. So on paper, your music falls under the indie folk genre, if I'm correct, hey?
Ish, I think. I mean, okay. I feel like Spotify is just making up new genres every 10 minutes, so indie folk, yeah, some people say bedroom pop, dream pop. Ooh. When I think of pop, I don't think of my music, so it's kind of hard to tell, but yeah. Fair. Indie dream folk,
dream
maybe?
Pop is nice.
Yeah,
I like that
pretty
name.
Good.
Do you play any other instruments?
I play trumpet.
Wow.
I play the trumpet and I play the ukulele, but guitar is definitely my favorite. Yeah,
nice. Trumpet is funny.
Yeah.
Was that in like kind of band? As
yeah,
a kid?
Yeah. I did it for 8 years growing up, and I went to a music school in Toronto, so I studied vocals and trumpet.
Nice.
And then I got braces, so I had to stop playing trumpet for a little bit. But then got the braces off, and then, yeah, picked trumpet back up.
Right back at
and
it.
And everyone says that brass players are the best kissers because they've got strong lips.
Wow, okay.
Okay, maybe don't put that on the radio.
Don't do it. You hear that, Revelstoke, right here. You heard it first at the hot pot place.
Oh, I'm not good with interviews. Oh, God.
That was awesome. Okay, now we're on to a fun question. If you had synesthesia, a condition where you see color like associated to certain items or music, what color would your music be?
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
You can pick a few.
Honestly, it would probably be like a really, like, maybe like a opaque, sparkly oatmeal kind of color. Like
oatmeal?
Soft, natural, but a little magical, comforting. You're probably hoping I'd just say like green or something, but here
no,
we go.
I like that. I like that. Okay. When I hear you play, I'll try and think of what color, but that
opaque,
feels right.
Sparkly oatmeal. Let's go with that.
That's awesome. Okay. What were you listening to growing up? Like, what kind of music were your parents playing?
Well, my first ever concert was The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, Genesis, with my dad when I was 6.
Whoa.
I remember the first time I smoked weed in high school, I realized that's what that smell was when I was 6 years old. That place was just filled with marijuana smoke.
Was it inside?
Yeah. But it was just like all old dogs listening to their favorite bands from, you know, back in their day.
It ain't like that anymore.
But yeah, no. I grew up listening to a lot of Genesis and Supertramp. Still listen to a lot of Supertramp. Beach Boys was a big one. And then as I got older, I started listening to some newer stuff like Dr. Dog.
Oh, I love Dr. Dog.
Yeah, lyrically, I feel like I've realized how they've kind of impacted my songwriting. Mm-hmm. 'Cause they're very like quirky and a lot of play on words, but their lyrics are really rich and have depth, but they're also very playful. And I feel like, proud of my lyric ability, 'cause I can kind of see the influence of that and how I'm able to express myself. Anyways,
Okay, that was awesome. Great background story. Okay, another silly one. What animal would best describe your music? It can be mystical or, like, real.
I'm immediately picturing, like, the sea turtle from Finding Nemo. Just, like, chilling, coasting along, having a good time. You know, he's hit with some struggles and he's like, we'll just keep on cruising, baby. That's what I like to think my music feels like.
Not a turtle, that specific one.
That guy.
That is awesome. What's your favorite instrument that you don't play?
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, instrument that you don't play yet. Maybe you want to play it, or it just sounds cool.
I think the harpsichord looks really cool. Very beautiful.
Like a harp?
It's like a mini harp that you kind of cradle in your arms, and it has little keys on it. So you press down a key and then you strum the harp. It's really beautiful and strange sounding. I think, what was it? Cat Power. She uses that in her cover of Sea of Love. Okay. So if you go listen to Cat Power, Sea of Love, then you'll know what a harpsichord sounds like. And it's magical.
Okay. That's awesome. And a bit more transportable.
Yeah.
Harp.
Definitely portable. Comes in like a cute little briefcase. Easy peasy.
Cute. Okay, well, hopefully we'll see you strumming the harpsichord up there one day.
Yeah, maybe next summer.
RLO 2027.
I want to take you in my arms. Let you feel love for all that you are. You're a dreamer.
Okay, what is your writing process like? Where is the most surprising place a song has come to you?
Oh, well, actually, I woke up in the middle of the night, maybe like a month ago, with a full song in my head. Like all the chords, all the lyrics. Like I didn't know what the chords were yet, but I could hear it in my head. Like it was just finished. It was like 3 a.m. and I went downstairs with my little guitar and just picked up my phone. In 10 seconds, I found the chords and I just recorded it straight through. It's called What You Loved and I'm going to play it on Sunday. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, a dream song coming to life.
Yeah, pretty much a dream song.
Wow. Yeah, okay, that's cool awesome. One.
Yeah.
Good answer. Okay, and then what song of yours is the most special to you?
Probably a song I wrote back in, I think, 2020 called Better Now. And in 2019, I had to take the summer off of firefighting because I had broken my collarbone. And I started getting, like, daily migraines, which I still have, but they're a lot less. But, yeah, I couldn't work for a summer, and I ended up living in Toronto, whereas I usually go travel on the off season from firefighting, but I couldn't do that because I had to do physio, and I ended up falling into a pretty bad depression, pretty debilitating. I couldn't really work or see anybody for about 8 months, and I found a lot of self-discipline in that time and a lot of tools to help myself get out of that. And this song Better Now is just about all the different little tools that I learned to help get through that really hard time. So it's a special one. Oh, there's a bus outside. You hear some beeping. Anytime I'm feeling a little bit low or like I might be falling into like a sad little state, I listen to that sometimes and it helps me feel better and reminds me that nothing's forever and everything's temporary and that, you know, there's still light on the other side and I'll get out of it and get through it.
Oh, that was such a nice description of it. I listened to it. It's really good.
Oh,
I really like it. Hopefully we hear it on the 20th.
Yeah. And there's a reference to Wim Hof in it. So it's it's like sad, but happy, but also silly.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Okay. And last question. We're getting to the end here. Okay. It's still pouring rain outside. We're still in WK Garden Restaurant. Still smelling delish. Come eat here. Okay. What is your dream venue to perform at? You don't have to say the Grizzly Plaza.
Well, besides the Grizzly Plaza, I mean, Red Rocks in Colorado seems pretty darn magical.
Yep. Have you been?
No, I haven't, but one day.
It's a dream.
But honestly, anything like outdoorsy, like just in a big natural setting, always feels really powerful to me. Like the less distractions, the better. So if it's just out in nature with a crowd of people, that's really easy to just get into the zone. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we see you at Red Rocks. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Revy Live Outside, for putting this on. We cannot wait to hear you perform on July 20th, 6:30 to 9. That was Rose Brokenshire. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and see you guys on Sunday.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Hey, I am Jared from Mother Son. We're a psych band from Kamloops, and we're playing Revy Live on July 21st. Hope to see you out there. of our weirdest shows ever. Yeah, we I think I know this one. We played at this place in Edmonton called the Chez Pierre, and it was an old strip club. Actually, it was still a strip club at the time. I'm not sure if it's still open, but so we were the first band playing. There was also a hockey game on the screen behind us, and then there was dancers to the right on another stage. So it was a wild night, you know. We were playing with, I think, Ghost Woman and this band called Squids from Edmonton. Great band, but yeah, so really great show, unconventional setting, and yeah, we had a lot of fun. Shout out to Eli for putting that one together.
How would you describe your music to someone who hadn't heard you before?
I think I would just describe it as like adventurous, melodic rock music, I guess, for lack of a better word. Some elements of like dream pop in there as well. Some jazz influence. Yeah, kind of all those things wrapped up into four friends playing music together. I sing and play guitar mostly in Mother Son. I play drums every now and then, or like to work out a demo or something like that. But no, we got our drummer. Actually, my name is Jared. Our drummer's name is also Jared. And then we've got Emilio, who plays guitar, and Alex is our bassist, synth wizard. So he's playing both of those things. And yeah, there's a couple of like changes, like depending on songs, but mostly we stick to those instruments.
Well, yeah, you kind of touched on it there for a second, but why don't we walk through a bit of your songwriting process? Now, do you find a lot of these ideas come to you on guitar before you, is that kind of where things are starting, or are you kind of a lyric-based songwriter?
For me, yeah, like mostly an idea, yeah, just starts with a guitar riff, just messing around on the guitar or something, or just a melody idea, and then try and put words to that. Yeah, oftentimes in this room I'll make a demo, and then we'll kind of like arrange and like flesh out the parts of all of that together. Emilio actually has a studio that he just built about 30 minutes outside of Kamloops, where we're all from, and so that's kind of where we now bring the songs and kind of fully form them. But yeah, a lot, like I'm kind of like the main songwriter, so I start a lot of ideas just honestly sitting outside in my garden, playing guitar, hanging out with my dog, and then just kind of work. And then yeah, we do kind of also tend to like come up with some ideas just jamming together in the studio as well. Yeah, so it varies from song to song, but that's kind of generally the way.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's sweet you have a space like that you can kind of work everything out in.
100%. Yeah, we all got a couple. We've been kind of just self-recording ourselves and learning about production like throughout the journey of this band. So yeah, we like to kind of do a lot of the recording and stuff ourselves now, but we've learned from other people and other studios and stuff in the past. So yeah.
want to know what your most treasured musical possession is.
Oh, yeah. Should I? Well, I guess this is an audio interview, but I will just maybe strum it once or twice. I'll just go grab it one moment. This is a Kayari guitar. It's my acoustic. I don't really play it much live with the band. It appears on some recordings, but yeah, I got this from a friend of my dad's that passed away, but a lot of memories kind of playing guitar, learning songs with my dad and his friend there. And this is it, the acoustic. That's the number one for me, because it's just kind of unlike any other acoustic I've played before. So, yeah.
Hey, this is Megs Benedict from the Calgary-based band L'Omelette, or The Omelettes. We're super, super excited to bring our jazzy art pop to Revy Live outside on Tuesday, July 22nd. We'll see you there. I think our weirdest gig ever in a good way was in Fernie. It was at the Legion there, and we had someone right up front dancing so hard, they were feeling the music so hard that they decided to take their shirt off, and then they were dancing in their bra, and we were like, man, that's rock and roll, like, holy crap. And then a few minutes later, the next song, she's like feeling the music so hard that she actually took her bra off. And so she was like in the Legion dancing right in front of us, completely topless. And we all thought that was absolutely hilarious and got a really good kick out of that. So never seen anybody do that at a show ever before. I feel like it was like an accomplishment to get somebody to do that for our show. So, yeah.
Do you guys have any band rules for the van when you're road tripping?
We're pretty good at not getting on each other's nerves. I would say, I wouldn't say we have any specific rules. Although our guitarist Alex really likes egg salad and he spills a lot. So we had to specifically make a rule for him not to spill egg salad in our van.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there's
that's
some
not a
road
rule
trips.
For everybody.
Yeah,
that's just a rule for him.
I can picture that smell or
yeah.
imagine that smell for sure.
Well, we're currently touring and promoting an album that we just released in March, actually. So the album is called Il faut qu'on bouge, which is French for we've got to move. And it's on vinyl. It's everywhere online right now. We did a bunch of dates already in Alberta and BC. And we even managed to get one in Toronto. And so all of that is in the past. And this summer, we're a little closer to home. We're going to be playing a week of shows in BC, so including Revy Live. And we'll also be at the Starbelly Jam in Crawford Bay. And we'll also be at the Rockwater in Golden, all within the same kind of week. So just a little jaunt out to BC for us. And then we have a hometown show in Calgary booked at the King Eddie on August 1st as well. That'll be really fun. But yeah, taking a little bit of time at home, because we've been on the road a lot already all spring.
You had mentioned that your album title is in French. Do you incorporate French lyrics into your music?
When I can, I try to write in French. Sorry, I do when I can. I like to try and write in French, but it's my second language. So writing good lyrics in your first language is already hard. So writing lyrics in your second language is, a challenge that I love to rise to when I can. But our title track to our new album is the first full song I've written in French. On a previous album of ours called You Are Here, we have a song that's half in French as well. So I wouldn't say it's like everywhere in our music, but when something comes to me in French, I try and include it in our songs as often as possible.
And what inspires that? Do you have, are you from like a bilingual household, or are you just trying to sharpen up the French skills?
I am bilingual. Yeah, my mom is from France and I grew up speaking French. So not only is it, something I want to continue to, keep fresh in my mind, but also it's kind of like an artistic and linguistic, achievement in my mind to be able to write something, that I think is good enough to publish in this second language of mine. So that's kind of my own challenge to myself. My most treasured musical possession is an acoustic guitar that was given to me by my mom for my 18th birthday. And it's a River Song guitar, and it was the first of its kind made out in Victoria. And it's got like a personalized inscription on the inside of the truss rod. So like carved into the wood inside of the body of the acoustic guitar, there's like a little like message from my mom to me. So very, very precious, one of a kind, irreplaceable gift.
Hey there, folks. The Vaudevillian here. We are playing Revy Live on July 23rd.
We can't wait. We'll be rolling into Revy on that Wednesday evening. We're so excited to play our 1930s ragtime blues and hokum numbers. We'll catch you there.
Your 454, then you're long gone. Ain't it been seen? Long gone in your big RV, the boat, my baby. around in that big old beast all day long. Can't it be seen? Lock on in a big old beast for my honey. Rolling down the old highway one more. Got a cat meow. Dog begin to mark. Driving around in Noah's Ark. And then she's long.
That's a fantastic question, and there's been a lot of weird gigs that we've played all over the place. We play in Canada, the States, the UK, and Europe, and there's a weird gig in every one of those countries. Jitterbug, which is the weirdest gig that comes to mind for you?
The weirdest gig. I mean, there's that one in Toronto we played.
I think the Maritimes is the best, weirdest gig of our life. What do you think? Why don't you tell it? The weirdest gig of our whole life yet in this 10-year-long career in the music industry took place in the wonderful Maritimes in Canada, so the other coast from where you guys are in Revy right now. We played this bar, and we had such a wonderful time, and they were so rowdy that they had us perform on top of the bar, and they actually would pour shots of gin and moonshine and whiskey into our mouth as we played, and the night went until maybe 7 a.m. and our RV was broken down the next day, so they drove us a province over to our next gig. It was a very weird, wonderful, beautiful night that we'll never forget.
So Nora and I first met when I was about 18 and she was 19, and I was busking at a flea market in Port Elgin, Ontario. And we fell in love and started playing music together. And I've always really been into pre-war American blues and jazz. And Nora and I started playing that music together. And we started off by performing at farmers markets and little private gigs and doing little small tours around southwestern Ontario. And then we just kept building upon that and ended up, Nora ended up booking us some really awesome festivals throughout the years. And we've just kind of kept leveling up like that.
Yeah, we're really thrilled. We're doing festivals and theaters now, and we're so happy. We're right in the middle of living our dream.
Yeah, so our new record is called Selling Jelly, and it was put up by Busted Flat Records in Kitchener, Ontario. And it's a collection of hokum songs from the 20s and 30s, so mostly dirty songs from that era that we did our own little renditions of, and a few originals as well. And it's about 18 tracks, and we recorded it on tape, and we put it on CD.
Yeah, we're so thrilled. That's our fourth record. All of our records are recorded on half-inch tape. We try to pay homage to the old ways of recording as much as possible. And the tour that we're on right now, and we're bringing this record everywhere that we can, we're going across four countries. So that's all across Canada, a few spots in the States. We're heading to the Netherlands, and we're doing a bunch of hops over around the UK. We're currently in England right now. We're having a beautiful time. We're staying with Martin Roper, who is part of Washboard Resonators, and he's right here. He's just going to say hello in his funny accent real quick.
Hi there.
So he's teaching us how to speak like someone from London, but we don't quite have the accent down yet. But we're having a fabulous time. So there's 50 dates. I think we've played 10 of them so far. So we're holding on to our hats because this month alone, we're actually going to be in four countries. So we're not sure which way is up or which way is down, but we're having a beautiful time nonetheless.
Do you guys have a favorite thing to do on a day off from playing a show on a tour like this?
Yeah, we actually just had our first day off today, and we went to a canal boat. So there's these long houseboats along the canal that some people live in that we really love. We find them very, we romanticize them a bit. So we went and spent some time with them today. And when we have a day off, we just want to be a part of the local culture as much as possible and try to soak in everything that we can. So whether that's getting local coffee at an independent spot or trying new cuisine or hanging out with the locals in a pub that's 300 years old, something like that. We always have a beautiful time. So right now we are on our Under the Big Top tour. That is 50 dates across four countries. We're currently in the UK. We're going to be heading right from the UK to Alberta and to BC. Then we're going to Wisconsin. Then we're going to Toronto, and then we're returning to beautiful BC for 10 dates. And within those 10 dates, we're going to be coming to Revelstock. I know all you folks call it Revy. So we'll be coming to Revy on July 23rd, and we are so excited to come to your town. We've never been to Revy before, but we can't wait.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week. On July 17th, we have El Balcon. July 18th, we have Halfway Home. July 19th, we have Manny and Julian. July 20th, we have Rose Brokenshire. July 21st, we have Mother Son. July 22nd, we have L'Omelette. And July 23rd, we have The Vaudevillain. Hope to see you guys out there.